Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, live here in Los Angeles, living the good life. Time for Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. She's got a great special guest coming up right now. And I believe, Paxton, you are in Miami this morning.
Oh, yes, and it's nice and warm here. And I want to say hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. And some good news. Our sponsor, Tikkun Olam, has given us some of their amazing CBD products to pass on for free to you, our listeners. So if you are among the first five to contact us with your address, we'll be sending you our product. So go to cannabishealing.com at gmail.com. And I'm going to say it again, cannabishealing.com at gmail.com. I think you'd like to get some free product for certain. Now, speaking of sponsors, here's a word from voiceover coach Steve Guerin.
There is a constant search for new talent in the rewarding and lucrative world of voiceovers. Do you think you have what it takes? Steve Guerin's VoiceWorks, since 1988, offers Skype training. For more information about signing up for Skype voiceover coaching sessions, email Steve at voiceworksnyc@gmail.com. That's voiceworksnyc@gmail.com.
Now, this past week, a study came out that found states with legal medical marijuana are associated with nearly 7% fewer workers' compensation claims. Now, it's not a whole lot, but it certainly is a number that we can see. Also in the news, some smart cookies and their parents set up their stands and sold Girl Scout cookies outside of one of Chicago's dispensaries. And the local Girl Scout troop sold about 230 boxes of cookies to people coming out of the dispensary, which was called Dispensary 33. And I kind of wonder if they got the munchies or something like that. That was reported in the Chicago Tribune. And now, we're happy to introduce this week's guest, whose name many of you probably already know. He's a National Hockey League legend, Grant Fuhr. He was one of the best goaltenders to ever play the game of ice hockey. And he helped the Edmonton Oilers win 5 Stanley Cups. Grant was introduced into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2003. Now, we've got Grant on the phone. Hi, Grant, and welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you here, too. So, please tell our listeners first what you've been doing with yourself these days after such an amazing ice hockey career. I understand that you've been playing some golf. What's going on?
I do play a little bit of golf. I mean, I've been lucky enough to be director of golf out at a golf course here, a place called Desert Dunes in Palm Springs, California. So, fortunate enough to do that and have some fun with that. So, it's been really good.
Oh, good, good. Now, I understand that when you were playing ice hockey, you had a lot of injuries. I mean, how could you not, especially in your knee and your shoulder? And like so many athletes, you probably would have been prescribed pain medication, which we know can be addictive. What was it like for you? Were you on pain medication?
Over the course of the years, I have been. I mean, I've gone through 22 surgeries, so we've been glued back together a few times.
But now you're back to almost normal?
I don't know if I'll ever be normal.
Well, now, what would you tell current active hockey players what to do to avoid addiction to pain medication?
Well, I think the biggest thing now is the CBD that's come out. I mean, I, for the last 2 years or so, take CBD every morning and every night before I go to bed. And since that, no opioids, no Advil, no Aleve. So much easier on the body, and it works fabulous.
Do you think that you're addicted to it?
No, I just like having my body feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Some days you take a little more, some days you take a little less, just depending on how your body feels.
And how long have you been on CBD now?
I've been taking it now for about 2 years. So it's made a difference with my body.
Really? And would you say you literally almost have no pain?
Compared to where I was at, I consider it no pain. You're used to having some aches and pains over every day, but I almost consider it having no pain.
Hmm. Now, since we're a medicinal cannabis-focused program, I understand that in the National Hockey League, a player is subject to team-wide no-notice testing for, you know, marijuana and other substances, and that once during training camp and once during the regular season, plus a player can also be selected for random testing during the regular season and playoffs. What do you think about all that? Although I've been told that for the first time, if players should test positive, they don't get punished, at least for the first time. Oh, what's happening there in the National League with the substance abuse? Can you give us some info on that?
Well, right now the National Hockey League's doing a study. So they're studying to see how the body reacts to cannabis, how it reacts to CBD, and to see whether it should be on the ban list or not. I mean, obviously, the leagues don't want anybody tied into opioids, that sort of thing. So if it's another alternative that's better for the players, then it should be allowed.
Now, without naming names, do you know of a number of present hockey players that are actually on CBD rather than the so-called bad medication? Have you talked to people about that?
I know a few players in a bunch of the different leagues. I mean, I'm friends with a bunch of ex-football players, baseball players, basketball players also. So there's a lot of guys that believe in the CBD.
And how long do you think it's going to take the Ice Hockey League, for example, to make it okay for the guys to take CBD?
Well, I think in the next year or two, you're going to see all the leagues change. I mean, there's enough studies out now, and there's enough evidence that it makes a difference. So I think you're going to see a lot of that start to change over here in the next little bit.
Are you at all getting involved in activities in terms of promoting CBD? Have you thought of perhaps going into the field in terms of maybe having your own product or products?
I haven't yet, but I've been approached by a couple of companies, and then a good friend of mine, Jim McMahon, I know he's getting into that field. So with all the studies, all the different things that are going on, I know the opportunities are there, so we're definitely starting to take a look at it.
I know that a lot of the products have some THC and CBD. Are the leagues worried about the THC, which can make you high at a certain percentage? What's
that's
happening
biggest,
there?
That's their biggest concern, is the THC levels.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the CBD. It's really something else.
Yeah, it's more. They're more worried about the THC levels and that sort of thing. The CBD, they're not worried about. And there's enough products out there now that have no THC in them. So it gives them. It's an opportunity for people to get off opioids. So I can't see why they'd be too worried about it.
Yes. Now I wanted to ask you: are there some kids that are ice hockey players and having injuries? Are you at all talking with them? I know my sons, when they were growing up, were ice hockey players, and they were complaining of pain. Of course, I'd give them ibuprofen or something like that. What's happening with the young kids, the teenagers who are on the ice?
Oh, I don't think you go through playing without having some kind of pain, so it's happening more and more, and it always will be when you play a contact sport. So anytime you can get them away from painkillers and such, it's a big benefit.
Mm-hmm. And do you when do you think the league is actually going to make a changeover? Do you think it'll happen in 2020, or do you think it'll be a couple of years after that?
I would look more to 2021, probably. And the league takes time to try and get through all the processes and all the red tape, so I'd say it's going to be another year, year and a half down the road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's wonderful that you've so-called come out and told people what you're doing so that you don't have pain. And I assume that you feel that anybody that has pain should be on CBD. Do you go that far?
I do. Actually, I believe in it. I mean, between mm-hmm. the tinctures, the capsules you can take, some of the rubs, I'm a big believer in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's terrific to have you on, and I hope that you will continue to have a more or less pain-free life, and we'll continue to to do whatever you're planning to do in terms of maybe promoting CBD or even going into the area of marketing it. And so I thank you very much for being on the air, and we hope to have you on again in the future.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly. Thanks again.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Folks, I'd like to remind you that our sponsor, Tikkun Olam, has given us some of their amazing CBD products to pass on to our listeners. And you can be among the first five to contact us at cannabishealing.com at Gmail and give us your address and your state. We'll mail you free a product from Tikkun Olam. And again, the email is cannabishealing.com at gmail.com. And that's our show for today, folks. Thanks for being with us. Please visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching my name, Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.